Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working. So I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since. And it's definitely helped. And I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, welcome to Monday. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And on the first day of the week, we go America first on Kevin McCullough Radio. Always glad to talk about the greatness of our country and what we're about.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big guy
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And joining me once again from America First is Mark Lauder, who was a communications officer in the 45 administration. And who knows, he might be in a 47 administration. I think he'd look good back in the White House again. Mark, it's good to see you. Thanks for being here.
It's good to see you, Kevin. I thought we were friends. Why would you want me to do that again?
It is. Well, I don't think a lot of people understand that if you try to serve your country in this capacity in an honorable way, it can be one of the most taxing seasons of service your life will experience.
It really takes a lot out of you. Yeah, I thought I used to just need a couple of months of sleep afterwards, but you put so much information into your brain. It takes you literally months to defrag your brain, to use a computer term, just so you can start to think clearly again.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting as we get closer to November on a lot of different fronts. Let me start over in the Congress today, though. There's a lot of, I don't know that there's a lot. There are some members who are vocal. They're being very vocal. They're raising a lot of noise for considering the number of people that they are that are upset with Mike Johnson and the bills that have been passed in recent days. I'm just curious, Mark, what is your feeling about being an election year and kind of what we're dealing with right now and having this fight at this time?
Yeah, well, there's no question that, you know, America stands with Israel. We need to protect Taiwan. We also need to secure our border. When it comes to the Ukraine funding, you know, we've been very clear at the America First Policy Institute that Europe needs to stand up and do more, contribute more to the defense of their own neighbor. Why is it that the U.S. taxpayer is paying as much as the rest of the world combined? But aside from that, when it comes to the calls for vacating the speakership, obviously kicking Mike Johnson out of that, this is just not a discussion we need to be having today. I don't see how that puts us in a stronger position to win both at the White House level, both with the Senate and in the House. If you have disagreements with the decisions that have been made by the speaker, well, that's fine. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with you, but let's save that for next November or December when we actually have a larger majority. Let's move forward together, keep our fire trained on the people who deserve it, which is the disastrous policies of the Biden administration and the woke radical left. Stop fighting amongst ourselves. And then once we get to November and December, let's have that discussion. Let's have that policy debate, and we can make that decision together at the right time. Now's not the time to be fighting amongst ourselves.
I think you are onto something much bigger here than a lot of people realize. And I want to drill down so that my listeners really understand why this, I think, is so vital. What we're talking about, and I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene and a bunch of people in that group that threw McCarthy out at the time that they did. I know that there's a series of principles that they want to uphold and that they believe that doing that right thing is more important than everything else at any given time. But the truth is what you just said is crystal clear that with this level of majority, there's just not a lot of wiggle room to get anything done. And you don't want to be seen as the group that's, you know, gumming everything up instead of getting some of what you can get done now. And I don't think that people that disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene are bad people. And I don't think that they hate America. In fact, I think there's a lot of America First people that want to, take a more moderate position on some of this stuff. So how do you navigate the kind of unrelenting, we have our principles and we're not yielding on them, and we're going to call everybody out that dares us to between now and November? It seems to me like they just don't understand, and maybe it's their lack of political experience, I don't know, but it doesn't seem like they understand the cycle that they're in for the team that they're playing on.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, and we have this, you know, and you have it on both sides, you know, at the extremes of both parties, but people have to be able to take 90% of what they want and call it a win sometimes, especially when you're in divided government, especially when you have effectively now a one seat majority in the House. And so sometimes we have to try to just get most of what we want and not all of it, but save the rest of it for a fight for another day. And I think when we do these kinds of ultimatums, I think it ultimately does our country wrong. I think it hurts our party. It hurts our chances. I mean, right now we have the winning hand. Joe Biden has been such a disaster as a president. We are winning on economy and inflation, gas prices, grocery prices, the border, even the need to get back to America first principles around the world, which saw us safe as a world. No new wars under the Trump administration. But yet we have to also show to the American people that we can govern and that we can handle our own business. And when we air our private fights publicly, when we threaten to shut down the government, shut down the House of Representatives over these other kinds of issues, well, it causes the American people to have questions about, can we trust you?
Well, and I think we have to remember that we're the only ones that are going to bring up those issues, because I don't know if you've been paying attention to the Biden-Harris social media feed, but I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised. They are extremely effective. They put out an ad yesterday that said something about maternal mortality. And the way the ad was constructed, the way the image was constructed, it looked like it was this terrible thing where women are dying due to, you know, abortion being illegal. Now, any logical person can ask themselves a question. How does not killing a child lead to the saving of a mother's life? Or vice versa. I don't know that that's a logical connection, but I went and did some research. I looked up, you know, Planned Parenthood had 347,000 babies aborted in the last year that they kept records. The last year that we have records of maternal mortality rates, there were a little over 1,200 women that died nationwide out of 300 million people. That's a very low number. I'm not saying that to be insincere, but 347,000 babies versus 1,200 moms. I don't know that But we're not talking about the issues that we want, and we're not biting back on the issues that they're bringing up. We're having this other fight that is really nuanced in some ways down into the weeds, and we're gonna lose the platform altogether if we're not careful.
Well, correct. And that's because the radical left also controls the means of information. When you control the legacy media, you know, you have nobody pushing back on the lies and distortions coming from the left. And if we're busy fighting off side fights amongst ourselves, we are not taking the message. We're not taking the fight to the people that we have to have that fight with. And that's where our focus has to be. And so if the worst case scenario is that obviously this package over the weekend goes through, it's signed into law, well, guess what? Next year, when we have an America First president, hopefully an America First larger majority in the House and a majority in the Senate, we'll actually get the job done and we'll bring an end to this conflict. Because, you know, as I've said often, we should not forget this. You know, Ukraine was invaded by its neighbor. Israel was attacked by its neighbor. One side, the radical left, is telling to stand down unconditionally and agree to a ceasefire, while in the other conflict, we're told we have to continue to fund this thing with a blank check. Well, there's only two reasons why Israel's being told to stand down, why we continue the fighting in Ukraine. It's either anti-Semitism or pure politics.
No, that's well said. Mark Lauder of American First Policy Institute. Always enjoy checking in with you on these Monday check-ins. Thanks for being here.
Always, Kevin. Thanks for being here.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, there are many aspects and strategies to how we begin to fix the problems that our nation faces. And in recent years, obviously, the problems have multiplied. And the solutions seem to be more elusive, or are they? A couple of weeks ago, I began to talk on almost a daily basis about the energy strategy and why it is so vital to fixing not just our own energy costs in the country, but really lending to a global security situation. My theory is that if American energy is produced in greater abundance, we drive down the price of that famous barrel of oil. And when you do that, you make paupers of people like Putin and the mullahs in Iran. Hence, they can't give money to Hamas to launch wars into Israel, and Putin can't launch wars into Ukraine. It's just a simple strategy, but I think it's one that is effective. I want to know what my next guest thinks. He's the CEO of the KLR Group, and he's the founder and chief of that partnership. He co-founded them in the spring of 2012. Edward Kovalik is his name. Edward, welcome. It's good to have you.
Great to be here today. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
My listeners care about their pocketbooks, obviously, and when we're paying $3, $4, $5 a gallon on the East Coast, I just returned from my West Coast trip, seeing family and attending a wedding out there. It was $6, $7, $8 a gallon in the Pismo Beach, California area. When they are getting hit on that level without the comparable rise in salary as they've had for the last 3 years, there's a domestic pinch that the energy shortage makes us feel. But I contend that this impacts a much wider swath of American life, including our security and including our ability to make bad guys be good in other parts of the country. And I'm curious, as you are the founder and managing partner of this group and someone who's heavily invested in gas and oil, what are your thoughts?
I think that politicians have really had a bipolar relationship with oil for a long time. Before we really experienced modern day inflation at the kind of levels that we're experiencing today. If you recall, you know, the White House was really pushing a higher oil price agenda as really a method to create demand destruction in line with their goal to electrify everything, beginning with automobiles. And so, you know, that was, I think, the original strategy.
It was on day one. I mean, he destroyed Keystone the second that he got there and said, okay, we're done with that. And that was
exactly right. Exactly. And so we can have a whole argument about whether or not any kind of policy can really destruct demand. I'm of the belief that it can't. But as soon as inflation began taking its toll and it became clear that high oil prices were bad for re-election campaigns, I think, you know, that's when you started to see the draining of the SPR, which tried to take oil prices in the other direction, obviously cozying up to Venezuela, cozying up to Iran, was also an effort to accomplish the same. And so I think today, you know, policymakers
got shut down by the Saudis. So the Saudis didn't help. And he had to turn to these, you know, more bad actors that don't have our interest at heart for sure. And he's running out of options. Like, if there's not enough for us to buy everywhere else. So again, the lens comes back, and this is not partisan. I'm not talking about a partisan situation here. I'm talking about what's common sense. The lens comes back to, we're sitting in North America on the biggest shelf of energy, particularly liquid natural gas and deeper oil reserves than we've ever realized before. What do we got to do to make that energy work for us?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We are blessed with one of the world's greatest, most prolific reserves of oil and gas. And that's frankly why we've started another company called Prairie Operating Company now to exploit that. I think the industry has gone through a lot of troubles over the years historically because of a lot of leverage and volatility. Those two things don't really go great together. And so the industry has become a lot more disciplined and, you know, isn't really focused on growth so much as stabilized production. But the truth is that our break-even prices for making oil and gas in this country are very low. Now, we can make money at, you know, pretty stable oil prices. We don't need $100 oil price to make money. We don't need $120 oil prices to make money. So, you know, I think that there's clearly a concerted vision towards increasing production now. It's becoming more cachet. You're starting to see the big corporate consolidations. Obviously, Exxon and Chevron are leading the way with huge deals back to back, week to week. So, you know, I think something is afoot. The game is afoot, as they say. And I think to your point, you'll start to see more of a ramp in production in the U.S. than many probably have anticipated.
I hope so. One of the things that the last administration was doing was actually exporting some of our fresh, you know, production of energy. We were actually selling liquid natural gas to Europe and places around the globe and benefiting the American. And I guess it's the difference between energy independence, which a lot of people talked about like in the 80s with Reagan, versus energy dominance, where we can really control our own fate if we keep that oil, you know, price per barrel like under $40 a barrel. A lot of good things happen for us at that point. Let me shift away from the big picture and narrow down on you for a little bit. You mentioned Prairie. What's your background? What's Prairie all about? And why did you formulate it?
Sure. So I come from a investment banking finance background and also private equity in energy. And, you know, we formed Prairie this year really because we saw an untapped market opportunity to consolidate down market from where you're seeing these big deals print. And when I say down market, I mean way down market. So, you know, we're looking at deals that are, you know, in the $100 million range, $50 million range. We think that there's really a lack of a bid in the market for great assets, largely because this industry has been so demonized over the years, driven by ESG, driven by other factors, that the capital has left the building. You know, private equity capital has drawn down, you know, 60% from where it was 5 years ago in terms of available capital. The public investing community has pulled away from the industry pretty astonishingly, even though EMPs have outperformed the broader market in the last several years, really in a post-pandemic recovery phase. We're still, as a peer group, trading at a historically low multiple. So there's still a lot of upside and opportunity to acquire, build, and develop assets. And that's what Prairie is focused on doing.
Is that true, even though the administration has put a chokehold on leases and, you know, the availability of at least public lands to take a look at some of this stuff?
I think there's enough inventory on private fee lands to really take advantage of the market opportunity. I certainly think if the feds would apply a more commercial policy to federal land across the U.S., the continental U.S., I think you'd see more growth in the industry for sure.
Well, then the question comes from the naysayers at that point. Can you do it cleanly? What's your answer, Ed?
Well, I would really vouch that we can create the cleanest barrel of oil in this country as compared to anywhere else in the country. And if we all live on one planet, which I don't think anyone's arguing at this point, then I think we all share one climate. And I think it's in everyone's best interest to produce each incremental barrel of oil made as cleanly as possible.
You could not have earned a bigger fan in me by saying that exactly the way you said it. He's Eddie Kovalik, head of the KLR Group and Prairie Energy. We're going to talk more with him in just a minute after this break. Come right back. It's the Money Monday.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
No. Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money. So you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough back with you. Glad to have Ed Kovalik with us, who is the CEO of the KLR Group. And his newest venture is Prairie Energy and all the good work that they're doing. But just before the break, Ed, you said that you can be confident. Not that you hope, not that it's someday, you know, figment of someone's imagination that may come true. You're saying confidently that we can produce the cleanest barrel of oil on the planet. I've never understood this. And this is going to sound more political than it needs to be, but it's not my fault. Everybody that has pushed this theory of destroy the American energy production industry so that we can then go buy it from China, Russia, Tehran, wherever else that may be pumping it out. They don't have any of those standards on their production capacity, and we're buying and encouraging the production of dirtier energy through buying their markets than we would be if we just did it ourselves. So even the people that are arguing we want a cleaner planet, well, the solution to that is American energy, not foreign energy. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. I think if anybody saw a barrel of oil being made in Basra or in Venezuela, they wouldn't need any convincing because they don't have any emissions policies. They don't have any cleanup policies at all really in place. And so, you know, our industry has really been extremely innovative, extremely environmentally sensitive to how we operate. And you know, we're really gaining every year in terms of new technologies and new processes and procedures. And so, you know, even the ability to electrify rigs and operations rather than burning diesel, for example, is, you know, a huge upside to how we make oil and gas in this country. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the idea that we should shut down our industry for ESG purposes, just to have greater incremental production around the world that's much, much dirtier, including Russian production, which is the dirtiest probably, is really a crazy idea.
So let me shift gears to natural gas for a second. I was actually on another show this last week, and a caller called in and said, Kev, you may not know this, but there's enough natural gas sitting under Texas that if they wanted to, they could give every Texan free energy for the rest of their life and still have some left over based on the reserves that they have. Liquid natural gas is also turning out to be much cleaner than traditional oil, gasoline as well. It's not as clean as nuclear, but nothing's going to be as clean as nuclear. How big of a picture does the gas, element play in your strategy going forward?
Well, currently we're oil weighted in terms of our assets, which is not to say we wouldn't be interested in, really acquiring gas assets in the future as well. I think gas is a trickier commodity only because it's driven by different market forces.
Right.
You kind of called it out, in terms of LNG and the export market. But gas is really a huge transition fuel for the rest of the world who's looking to really come out of energy poverty where they don't have anything. They don't have refrigeration. They don't have air conditioning. All the things that we think are really luxuries are really basics to life that much of the world doesn't currently have. And LNG is really a path out of that extreme level of poverty and darkness into a more commercial life. So, we think we've got I think we're really the Saudi Arabia of gas in this country. We've got tremendous reserves, but there again, bringing it all the way back to policy where we started, I think the government has been extremely ill-sited in terms of pipeline permitting and other things that have really stifled our ability to, connect up different gas-producing regions of the country with where we're going to export that gas.
Well, they've certainly been very hostile towards people like you who want to run a clean energy operation and supply American consumers with more of our own stuff. I mean, I don't think you guys are the bad guys. I think you guys are the heroes, and we just need to have more of you. But Ed Kovalik, thank you for all that you're doing. If people want to know more about Prairie, if they want to know more about your work, where do you send people?
They can check us out at our website, www.prairieopco.com, or check us out online. We're currently trading under ticker CRKRD.
CRKRD. And that is that a temporary ticker symbol?
It is. We just did a reverse split of our stock, and our ticker will be changing to PROP, more consistent with Prairie Opco.
There you go.
But yeah, we're going through that transition.
Well,
thanks
a lot
for having me on today.
My good friend Hillary Kramer recommended you highly, and I can understand why, because you've tapped into an enormous need for the American people, and I just hope that we can get enough politicians out of your way to let you help the people that you're trying to help. But thanks for taking some time and explaining it all to us today.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed, and I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it up, oh, 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 always on my own, oh, oh, and I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is Money Monday. That means we are talking about ways to keep your portfolio protected and growing, if possible. My partner in this endeavor is the really good people over at HillaryKramer.com. Hillary's been away last week, and she's away again this week. Just a real freakish accident with her daughter, but she's okay, and they're getting it all patched up and everything. But just keep her in your prayers for the next few days. But Scott Martin is here, pinch hitting, if you will, for the home run queen. Scott, there's lots to talk about today, and let's start with all of the terrible outlook. I mean, it's not just you guys. Everywhere I looked this morning, Tesla, Tesla, Tesla. Everybody's very curmudgeon-y about Tesla right now.
Yeah. Tesla has no friends right now. And that's a classic Wall Street situation. You know, you look at a stock where everyone's leaning the same direction. Maybe they're all right. And that's definitely a New York thing. You know, if the crowd is all moving in one direction, you don't go the other way. You follow the crowd. But on the other hand, if you love Elon Musk, this is a buying opportunity. Tesla was $250 stock 4 months ago. Now it's around 140. You know, so you're getting like a 40% discount if you have that conviction, if you have that love for Elon. Otherwise, we do not have that love for Elon.
I was about to say, it doesn't sound like you have the love anymore.
We don't, because we're not about love. We're about money. And Elon, he's not bringing the money to Tesla. He's not bringing the sales. Sales are going down. Prices are going down. But sales are not going up. And, you know, his new pivot just means asking people to wait another 5-10 years for his magic taxis. And that's great and all. But we don't want to wait 5 years at this point. It's a big company. Grow up.
All right. So Tesla's not on the favored list right now. Let's talk a little bit more about the Fed's outlook for 2024. Where are we at in terms of the expected adjustments up or down that the Fed had said that they were going to make the first of the year?
Yeah, I think that's one reason why everyone on Wall Street's in such a lousy mood right now. It's not just Elon. The Fed, we got all excited late last year. The Fed stopped raising interest rates. It felt amazing. You know, people cheering, we survived this. But then we started to hope for maybe interest rates go down. Chairman Powell keeps talking, I'm going to lower interest rates when inflation goes down. It hasn't gone down yet, so we're kind of stuck here. And you know what happens, you know, the frustration, the disappointment, it starts to build and people get frustrated.
Well, let me ask you about this. I actually, not only that he hasn't dropped it, but I actually heard from a couple of outlets last week that if anything, he may be leaning towards a slight raise. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. He the original plan was they go about a half point higher and that's the top. But he never got that last year, and maybe it comes back. UBS thinks we could go up to like 6.5, and that would start to hurt.
And they would do that. I mean, I'm kind of confused at how higher interest rates hurts inflation, but it does seem to be the remedy for it.
Yeah, well, it's like radiation therapy. The goal is the higher interest rates go, the slower money moves. You slow down. Just cash, because it gets more expensive.
Doesn't it have something to do with the amount of quantitative easing we've done in the markets as well? I mean, if you open the floodgates and you just print money, everything's going to go up.
And that's a fantastic point. And that's the real goal here is, you're slowing money down on the way to sucking it back in, quantitative, you know, contraction of the money supply. That's what he really wants, is to take that money back off the table. But in order to do that, he's got to force the economy to come to a complete stop, maybe go in reverse a little, and then the money starts going the other way. That's the goal. It hasn't happened yet. Everybody's angry, and prices keep going up.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to bode well for the party in office come the election, that's for sure. It always doesn't matter, good or bad, whatever the economy is. If you're on duty at the time, you get tagged with it. Yeah. That's the way it works. As a result of that, and kind of with Tesla's kind of fizzle, how are commodities doing these days? I'm thinking gold and oil and some of the more traditional places that people like to go look for commodities.
Oh, man. Well, when you get an angry Fed, you got inflation, and you have an economy that's working okay, that means commodities are in control, because everybody's chasing the same tank of gas. Everyone's chasing the same pound of gold. Everyone's chasing copper, lumber, whatever it takes to build stuff. And so what we found is the only things that have been really working this month, energy, which has been great, but also gold. We're so thankful for gold right now. A couple ways to play it we can talk about, but really it's not all about the end of the world. It's not about fear. Sometimes it's about luxury. It's a beautiful thing. You're feeling pretty fancy, buy some jewelry. That's gold too.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Now, speaking of commodities, there is a company that I've become aware of in the last few weeks called Prairie Operating Group. They are a North America continental domestic shale drilling oil company, and they are obnoxiously carrying zero debt on their operation right now, Scott. What does Cramer and Company think about this opportunity?
We absolutely love them. And, you know, like you said, no debt means you are the strongest player in a space where a lot of the shale companies are still carrying massive amounts of debt.
Oh, they're all underwater bad on a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. And so all you need is that one dip in oil prices, and they all blow out. And that's when a company like Prop can come along and buy out the neighbors. Nothing wrong with that.
I think that their model is going to be based on finding fields that have already had some activity and then expanding the amount of activity within those lands. But they're doing it, according to the CEO, with the smallest footprint that's ever been applied to shale operations. Like, literally, they're not even building permanent structures because these these rigs that they do the drilling with now, they can rotate them from one corner of the property to the other, depending on where they're wanting to drop the drill bit down into.
Well, that's what's exciting, and that's how technology plays into energy. It's not just about the wells from 50 years ago. You know, a lot of that still has oil that is valuable. They just couldn't get to it 50 right. years ago. Now, with the new rigs, electric rigs, fracking, all of these things, you know, suddenly USA
Well, we're told that we have enough energy under our feet here in the U.S. to power all of America for the next 200 years and not even miss it. And if that is the level of energy supply that we have, we could also be bankrupting our enemies like Russia and Iran because they get rich when oil prices go up.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes of the Monday edition. And I want to say thank you to everybody that's been part of the show today. Steve Yates and Scott Martin, as well as Ed Kovalik. We're fighting for freedom, friends, on a whole bunch of different levels. As is Marco Rubio. And I got to tell you, I'm from the time that he and the other Tea Party guys came into office, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, these guys have been stellar. They have stood for America, for our freedoms, for our founding principles, for the very ideas and ideals that make America great. And I've always appreciated that. But he held no fire from criticism of the president today, because he accused, when President Biden spoke with Netanyahu, again, way too late in the night on Saturday. And then he spoke to him again yesterday. And then he comes out and he reveals what he told Netanyahu. He says, oh, well, I congratulated him on fending off the attack. And I told him that he should not retaliate. Now, Rubio contends that sharing the details of the phone call at all was wrongheaded completely. But he's saying that he shared those details specifically because he's trying to appease the anti-Israel pro-terrorist Muslim crazies that are in Michigan and Minnesota. And so he's trying to, you know, be proactively saying, oh, well, I told him that they couldn't retaliate. He called Netanyahu to congratulate him on fending off the attacks and said that he also urged him not to retaliate against Iran and escalate tensions in the region. Rubio claimed that Biden shared these details to appease ceasefire activists whom Marco Rubio says are really terrorists. Rubio argued that the U.S. already knew Israel would retaliate, so this was part of a political game the Biden administration was playing. And Rubio said this to Jake Tapper yesterday. There's only one reason why he would leak that. And that was so that when Israel does respond, the White House can say, we told them not to do it. By the way, these ceasefire now people who were out cheering at the launch of the hundreds of rockets and drones and missiles against Israel, people that are out there cheering military attacks of this scale and scope, are not peace activists. They're anti-Semites, anti-Israel, pro-terrorist elements. And we need to stop calling them peace activists. They are not peace activists. Peace activists do not cheer massive attacks against other countries, which is what they were doing yesterday. So I guess this is part of the White House's effort to appease them by putting this out proactively. He's spot on, by the way. He couldn't be more right. That's exactly why Joe Biden did this, because Joe Biden wrote the check that made the entire attack possible. He sent the cash to Iran that made 10-7 possible, and he sent the cash to Iran that made yesterday or this weekend possible. And he needs to be held accountable for it. And if no one else does, then the voters need to hold him accountable on Election Day on November 5th. That's just all there is to it. He paid for the attack against our best ally. And he should be ashamed of himself. So says Kevin McCullough. You want more information? ThatKevinShow.com. ThatKevinShow.com. ThatKevinShow on any social media. Come follow us. We'd be glad to interact with you there as well. Hope you have a great Monday. Thanks for being here.